Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Where Eagles dare, InfoWars. This is the InfoWars.
That's some good punk rock right there. I'm just more modern stuff. All right, that's good. This is a family show. We better fade it down right now. Welcome back. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the websites. Maybe we should play a little bit of London Dungeon next segment. Or Hollywood Babylon. Boy, Hollywood Babylon is certainly collapsing. Hollywood is collapsing as fast as my hair is falling out. Which I don't mind. I'm a little bit of a fat ass now. The election totally stressed me out. I released tons of cortisol in my body. I work 20 hours a day and gained 30 damn pounds. I've already lost about 10 of it in the last month because I've been making myself take the supplements religiously. But I'm not even working out anymore. I'm not complaining either. I mean, I know why people can't handle this. I know why people want to live in denial because this is horrible. I mean, this New World Order is unbelievable. We just played that Naomi Wolf piece with Tucker Carlson and how she just now sees this is a total fascist takeover and that the Democrats are at the heart of it. And, of course, the Republicans are scared and going along with it pretty much. So we're in trouble, folks. We better come together and deal with this. But Democrats demand to know why cable companies don't censor conservative news. Steve Watson, InfoWars.com. And it's got all the clips. It's got the newscast. It's got the tweets. With the Democrats and CNN and all of them asking in a blatant attempt to pressure cable providers to censor conservative media, how about just populist media, Democrats have penned a letter demanding to know what they intend to do about certain channels, including Fox Newsmax, spreading disinformation. That means questioning the election. Not supposed to do that. The letter sent Monday by California Democrats Anna Issue and Jerry McNenry also asked satellite digital TV providers, are you planning to continue carrying Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax on your platform, both now and beyond the renewal date? If so, why? Now these members of Congress want massive corporations like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast to apply some newfound moral or ethical principles related to journalistic integrity in determining what content they allow to be disseminated on their services. Simply insane. Biden, AG pick Merrick Garland, says he'd support working with Congress to restrict free speech online. It's an actual video of it. I'll play it coming up next segment. And it gets worse. Biden regime AG pick Merrick Garland will use office to ensure respectful treatment of liberal media, though. Yes, you'll get charged if you're mean to them. That is coming up next segment. I'm going to show you those videos, and I'm going to tie it into Trump fighting back. His main push is going to be election integrity. Hallelujah. And he definitely represents the party and the populist movement. And the polls show that, 70%+ of Republicans say they're going wherever Trump goes. The media is trying to spin that, though. But, oh, yeah, third party. It doesn't have the muscle, the energy. It doesn't have the systems. We want to take over the Republican Party completely. That's why the system was so scared. We've almost done it. And then we want to take the Democratic Party over and have two populist parties that can then fight with each other and have separation of power. That's the federalist system. Two parties, federal, state, and local government, three branches in each area of government, and the fourth of state being the media, fifth of state being the churches. Instead, we've got this whole globalist fifth column that runs it all, standardizes it, and is now bringing in the UN and regulators and signing over all of our energy systems and everything else to private corporations, which sounds great to the mainline libertarians, but it's not good because these corporations just become governments in their own right. And that's where the Heritage Foundation and the Brookings Institute and the Hoover Institute get it wrong. All right. And I used to be a big L libertarian. I am a little L one. I'm live and let live, too. But see, now the rainbow flag isn't live and let live. It's, hey, we're coming for your kids. It's bad. It's now a battle flag of pedophilia. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I haven't really talked about this much since it broke last week because there's so much important stuff going on. But I've had friends, I've had family, I've had neighbors come over that don't ever talk to me hardly. And say, hey, what do you think of Ted Cruz? You know, I'm a Republican, but, man, I think his career is finished. Well, Ted Cruz has had his issues with me. He said things about me that aren't true. He's attacked me, but he's also defended my free speech. But that isn't why I'm supporting Ted Cruz. He's a great senator. He's got a great voting record. He was standing up with Trump on the 6th to get a 10-day investigation when nobody else had the courage to do it, and he's been targeted by the globalists. So I support Ted Cruz. He's a survivor. He plays politics when he's got to do it to survive. But he has an instinct for America. And, you know, his dad was a Cuban exile, and he's got the right instincts and the right stuff, I think, to be president of this country one day. I'm just telling you. That said, if you live in Texas, it's an hour and 45 minutes from Austin. It is an hour and 30 minutes from Houston to Cancun. So Cancun is like if you, like, live 10 miles from the beach and you drive to the beach. I mean, it's literally like you live 10 miles from the beach. So, he was honest about it. He said, I went down there. I was going to stay the weekend. I was going to work from there. I didn't have power at my house. And yeah, I was thinking, like, why? Why didn't I think of that? Well, my airport was completely shut down. So, I couldn't do it. I love Cancun. The crime has gotten bad there. It's not the safe way it used to be. It used to be very safe Mexican City. Great place. But that's a smart move. He was honest about it. And it's like, oh, no. The Democrats are the ones saying, wear your mask, don't be in crowds of people. And then all of them get caught on Caribbean islands with like 50 people, you know, naked chicks hanging off of them. All of it. That's what makes me mad. He's not been for that. And so that's where I stand on it. Yeah, they're calling him Senator, you know, Cancun Cruz and all the rest of it. We should be worrying, ladies and gentlemen, about Oh, Biden, because this is the third administration of a guy that wants to destroy this country for the globalist, and they've got a literal meat puppet zombie up there dismantling the country. So the reason I'm angry about the Ted Cruz thing is it changed the subject from Cuomo and 16,000 dead old people that they knowingly killed on purpose to get their death numbers up, and the fact that it was Fauci advised that, not Trump, and that we could destroy Fauci and Bill Gates with this. And that other governors, Whitmer and Wolf and all these other Democrats did. We have them. So did Ted Cruz order nursing homes that said, we don't want to take COVID patients if it's killing 4% of people, which it wasn't true, but it will kill old people like any other bad cold if you don't have vitamin D3 from not having sun or zinc and horrible nursing home food. And so It was 44% of New York's deaths were in the nursing homes. Now it's 59% last time I checked, and that's before these new numbers came out. As far as you're like, well, we had 5,000 deaths, and then we had 6,000. Well, okay, it's 8,000. Okay, it's 10,000. We covered up half of them. Now they're like 16,000. They're like, well, we found another 3,000. So now it's it. Now it's it. 19,000 dead. I'm sorry, I was giving you old numbers from last week. 16,000, now it's 19,000 dead. So I guess if 5,000 was 40-something percent, then it looks like, do the math, if it's now 18, 19,000 dead, and then you add all the other people that died, I mean, it's well over 60, 70% died in nursing homes. That's the same thing in Europe and the same thing in other states because they're killing the old people, and now they're giving them the vaccine and they're dying. So this is sick, and this is evil. I don't want to hear about Ted Cruz. If Ted Cruz ordered old people to have COVID patients stuck with them, I mean, you saw what Whitmer did, where there's like that black dude beating up the Alzheimer's white dude, beating that. And I'm like, why is a young dude in the hospital? Because he was a COVID patient that the hospital wanted to get 50-something grand off of, so they stuck a mentally ill, crazy person. Turned out his family was getting the money. In a damn nursing home to beat up old people. And again, it's okay because it was an old white man, it's a black man doing it, and we all know we can just have a march against white supremacism whenever a white person gets killed. That's what New York does now. And so, you know, that's how this works. And again, I literally love everybody. But the media hyping up that white people are inherently bad, white people are inherently evil, white people deserve to die. Hate crimes against white people have exploded. And let's move on from that. The UN reported 2 years ago that in the last decade there was a doubling in Christians being murdered all over the world because the UN has set open season and nobody does anything about it. So guess who the majority of those are? Asians and black people. I don't care if you're Asian, black, white, whatever you are, you have a soul and you have value. And if I don't treat you with respect, God isn't going to treat me with respect. This is a human fight against the globalists. But they've all turned us against each other. To a sickening level. Now let's move to that next piece of information that's so important. We have Merrick Garland saying that it's not terrorism if you burn down a federal building or attack police with hatchets trying to break into the federal building if it's nighttime. Now, I always thought under common law, a crime of invasion or a crime of rape or a crime of robbery is bigger if it's nighttime. But no, not according to Mr. Upside Down World. Here he is in testimony saying Antifa's not engaged in terrorism. Pooping on Nancy Pelosi's office is. Sounds like Animal House prank. I don't agree with it. Slamming cops in doors is assault. You should get jail time for that. You know, those cops didn't deserve that. Out of a million people, a couple hundred acted like hoodlums. Most of them plants. But still, it happened. But compare that to the burning down large portions, large swaths, large sectors of the country and calling it mostly peaceful with huge buildings burning behind you is insane. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is terrorism when you're trying to terrorize the federal building to shut and trying to terrorize everyone to giving into your demands in an autonomous zone you're trying to take over. That is what is going on here. When you throw Molotov cocktails in the building and catch it on fire. If you guys fast forward to the part where the police come out in riot gear and they attack them with hatchets. Yeah, here it is. They're trying to break in the building and the feds are sitting and then they finally stop them. And last time I heard, they released the guy that attacked the feds with a hatchet. I mean, I'm sorry, you attacked me with a hatchet. You're dead. That's a deadly weapon. I'm going to kill you. And they probably charge me. They charge cops that defend themselves. So this is out of control. You don't like out of control cops? How about out of control leftists dressed up in black? So here's the probably new attorney general, the Obama hemorrhoid, the Obama dingleberry, Garland Merrick, telling you that when it rains, when he's pissing on your back, that it's not piss. Here it is.
Let me ask you about assaults on federal property in places other than Washington, D.C., Portland, for instance, Seattle. Do you regard assaults on federal courthouses or other federal property as acts of domestic extremism, domestic terrorism?
Well, Senator, my own definition, which is about the same as the statutory definition, is the use of violence or threats of violence, an attempt to disrupt democratic processes. So an attack on a courthouse while in operation, trying to prevent judges from actually deciding cases, that plainly is domestic extremism, domestic terrorism. An attack simply on a government property at night or any other kind of circumstances is a clear crime and a serious one and should be punished. I don't know enough about the facts of the example you're talking about, but that's where I draw the line. One is both are criminal. But one is a core attack on our democratic institutions.
Well, on the face of it, that's pure crap. They were burning it down, saying it was illegitimate so it couldn't operate. So what does it matter if they burn it down during the day or at night? You know, the guy that bombed in Nashville and blew up the building. I mean, is that terrorism? Yes. Just because it's at night, it's not a problem? Man, these people are sick. Absolutely sick. And it makes me just, I'm just so tired of him. Plus, he can't even talk. Bang, 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 bang. How about, hey, do you believe Congressman Nadler's right that here's a clip of him saying Antifa doesn't exist? You know, they need to start nailing these guys, nailing them with the reality. The truth is, they're terrorists, they're globalists, they stole the election, they're trying to cause a civil war for the Chinese.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Prices are exploding. Old Joe Biden's doing the job he's supposed to do to make sure that you can't invest in the U.S., so you got to move your jobs to communist China. And Greg Abbott's been caught with his pants down letting communist China build another wind farm in Texas. Greg Abbott's all talk, all hat, no cattle. He's a real shame. And he's been praising fake President Biden, thanking him for saving us. I mean, this is really disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but he's going to, they'll prosecute one or two natural gas producers, you know, that charge too much when it's the electricity co-ops and ERCOT that are running the scam on the outside groups, charging some people as high as 18,000% more. Which I told you, day one of it on the Sunday, when everything was icing up, last Sunday, not this Sunday, but Sunday last, you know, 8-9 days ago, I said, watch, you're going to get multi-1,000% bigger bills because it's a formula of the scam. You're like, oh, Jones, it just costs more because of the emergency. I covered Enron on probably 500 shows. It was a huge story for years. I had all the experts on, the documents, the trial. I covered it. They cooked up the carbon tax. They cooked it all up. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Texas supplied up to 15 states when they needed power. Until Obama got in and shut down our big, gorgeous coal plants. But, oh, it doesn't matter. Remember what Schumer said? Yeah, let's play a clip of Schumer. Schumer said yesterday, you just can't play this enough, that maybe Texas has learned its lesson. Hear it from the Blue City controller that's run that once great city into the ground.
The bottom line is, Texas thought it could go at it alone and built a system that ignored climate change. It was not what's called resilient. And now Texas is paying the price. I hope they learn the lesson. When we build power, when we build anything now, we have to take into account that climate change is real or people will be caught the way the people in Texas are.
So they say coal plants cause climate change. First it was global warming. Now we're having a big freezing spell. So it's, oh, it's change. Any change is man, not the sun. And so it's because we didn't have enough of this type of energy that can handle climate change. What does that even mean? It means nothing. Because we don't have energy that can deal with these type of problems. What does that mean? It's the windmills that aren't reliable. He's saying we need reliable, diverse energy. What does that mean? It's coal. Nothing burns better and safer than coal. Nothing. Whether you're cooking pizzas or whether you're turning a water turbine. And we happen to have the cleanest coal in the world here. And after it goes through scrubbers, nothing comes out but water vapor and carbon dioxide. But again, Penn and Teller did it 20 years ago. I've done it as well many times. You go out and talk to the average person on the hike and bike trail in New York or, you know, Central Park or in Austin, Texas at the Greenbelt. Leanne McAdoo did it like 6 years ago. We had to find that report and air it. And she talked to like 50 people. She didn't cherry pick them. And every one of them but one person said, she'd say, we need to ban dihydrogen monoxide. It's all over the place. It causes increased urination. You know, if you have too much of it, it can kill you. And almost every person, including one guy, said, I'm a chemist from Cornell. He started hitting on her. But he goes, I agree, we should ban hydrogen monoxide. She's like, you know, that's the name of water. But see, it sounds scary. But we all know oxygen is good. But carbon dioxide, oh, that sounds like monoxide, totally different. Like, let's hear from him one more time. What's the word he used for energy that's resilient? Well, that's not wind turbines. That's not natural gas. Here it is.
The bottom line is Texas thought it could go at it alone and built a system that ignored climate change. It was not what's called resilient. And now Texas is paying the price. I hope they learn the lesson. When we build power, we build anything.
So exactly what they did to us. Obama did this. Period. You can argue, hey, the gas power plants failed the coal. Yeah, because we have to have those because the wind doesn't work and we're not building new nuclear reactors. And so we have the coal's gone. And he calls that resilience. That is a total inversion. Overhead shot, please. So we have a pentacle is a star, is a symbol of a person, a head, two arms, two legs. If you reverse that, that's called Satanism, an inversion of humanity. And what does everything the globalists do? It's an inversion of reality. Okay. I've got Ezra Levant, who is a really great patriot and a smart fellow. He runs really the only successful nationalistic, patriotic, pro-freedom organization left in Canada. I mean, Canada is just an incredible country, great people, but they are just like a lot of nice people in my state are just zombies, man. They're just in a coma. And they've got incredible, they're arresting preachers that have church services after a year of lockdown. They're still locked down up there. But they let Black Lives Matter and Antifa run around and attack whoever they want. That's all coming up with him. And then this is a big story. And I'm not hitting this because I'm in it. I mean, there's probably 10 other big stories we're in. I'm not even covering, including the FBI wanting to arrest me and all the rest of it. This one's big because it's such absolute crap. I mean, you read it and just all of it is wrong. And, of course, it's from BuzzFeed, but then all the, quote, serious media picked it up after BuzzFeed put it out. Mark changed the rules, how Facebook went easy on Alex Jones and other right-wing figures. Oh, he went easy on us. They wrote rules saying that people could promote my murder. I'm going to show you mainstream news. And then Zuckerberg changed that. And so they tell you about the changes, but don't say what it was he changed. So Zuckerberg's like, okay, you're not allowed to compliment Alex Jones, and you're not allowed to post his stuff, but you can't kill him. That's illegal. I'm going to actually show you what they put out from them. Remember that a year and a half ago? A list of like Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson. What is he doing aggressive? He's not even an activist. I wish he was. He'd be a great one on the street. But, oh, Paul Joseph Watson, they said, you are allowed to promote violence against him because he's a bully. And Zuckerberg goes, hey, guys, we can't overtly try to get him killed, okay? Okay, that's illegal. That's like putting a contract out. And so they're like, they have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL in here going, it's time to arrest Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, he won't let us kill Alex Jones because we're loving liberals. And that Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he just took over the Australian media and wouldn't let any news of the government be promoted on Facebook. I mean, you know, he's just throwing countries to the side. But, you know, he's easy on Alex Jones. Oh, Mark, thank you. You were so easy on me. You were so easy on me. You wouldn't let them promote my murder. So we've got that coming up. I'll open the phones up in the third hour today. And speaking of that devil, Paul Joseph Watson, they'll be hosting in the fourth hour, you know, the guy that deserves to die. But it's okay, because, like, you know, drink your fluoride, drink your mercury, take your aluminum, just all of it, and you're going to go away to a happy place. And then it's going to save the earth, okay? So listen to Bill Gates, listen to Adolf Hitler, and just kill yourselves. But I don't actually agree with that.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
He's been in jail a while up in Canada for opening his church. They talked to Ezra Levant of the Rebel News, rebelnews.com, here in just a moment. But speaking of jail, I'm sure a lot of you have seen the national news. Washington Post, New York Times, all of them, CNN breathlessly. Alex Jones and Roger Stone might get arrested for leading the Capitol insurgency and premeditating it. Though they said there was no premeditation in the Senate kangaroo trial that Trump was acquitted at, that Trump instigated the whole thing that day. But don't let logic get in the way of fraud. Don't let disinformation get in the way of facts. No, there's a giant Twitter mob. It's been trending off and on for over a week. That I need to be arrested, then I am Satan. Yes, I'm even more demonized now than even Roger Stone or Rush Limbaugh. It's insane. And now we learn that Mark Zuckerberg, when they changed the rules to say that they could plan violence against me, he went and changed that, and now the Daily Beast and others, BuzzFeed News, they're all very angry. Mark changed the rules for Alex Jones. They don't tell you the rule he changed was that they could kill us. Facebook restores news sharing as Australia caves to big tech. We've got that piece of news as well. YouTube, Apple, Facebook ban InfoWars. And then, of course, followed that by Facebook. Facebook deletes policy allowing violent threats against dangerous individuals. Yes, they're allowed to organize physically attacking us. Mark said we can't have organized crime. And so they're all angry at him now, and the ADL is calling for his arrest. And Sacha Baron Cohen is very, very Nazi-like, if you ask me. So please financially support us and keep us on air. We have great products that you already need. Our vitamin D3 with vitamin K is great for your immune system. It's essential. It's 25% off, even though winter sun is close to selling out. Also, because of the emergencies in Texas and around the country, we went down 10% on the high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you anywhere in the United States. Within 24 hours, it ships out. High quality. We were eating in here when the power was off. It was amazing. We were eating stuff about 3 years ago. Stuff that they eat now is even better. They just get better and better. That's 10% off at preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com. That takes you right to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the little Block It Pocket privacy pouches. Faraday cages for your cell phones to stop the contact tracers and hackers and others from tracking and controlling you. We have those available back in stock now. These really do work. Some of those out there don't work too well. These are the best we've been able to find. They're excellent. It's what I personally use. And then it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. All right. Our guest joins us, Ezra Levant, RebelNews.com. And I wanted to get him on about this individual that went through and refused to take the COVID test and got fined. Big stuff is happening like that in the U.K. Whatever's happening in the U.K. and Canada's coming here next, they admit it is. And we'll cover that briefly in the next segment. But he wanted to get into a well-known popular pastor who's still in jail because he dared have his church services. And so we're going to be covering that. Canadian pastor refuses bail conditions following arrest over church breaking COVID-19 restrictions. So Ezra Levant of RebelNews.com, thanks for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure. You know, Alex, a number of people have been fined or ticketed or even arrested for breaking lockdowns across North America. I've even seen some dramatic cases in the United States. But, Alex, I've never heard of anyone actually being put in a maximum security prison. Today marks 1 week that Pastor James Coates has sat in the Edmonton Remand Center, one of Canada's largest, highest security prisons. I heard yesterday that his lawyer said he's sharing his cell with a cellmate who was coming off of a drug. He was on meth. I didn't hear all the details, but he's in with maximum security convicts. This is where people are held in the highest security. He was in a form of solitary confinement. He could receive no visitors, not even his family or his congregants. They claimed it was for COVID reasons. Ironically, about 400 criminals from this prison were released for COVID worries, but they're putting this pastor in. Alex, he is in there because he refuses to sign a promise not to open his church. This is as close to raw persecution of Christians I think we've seen in Canada ever.
It was last year that you first broke it. It's now been confirmed, or at least I saw that you broke it first. Others may have broken it before you, that the Montreal state government was saying in French, we're going to grab people when the next wave comes, which of course it did this winter, and put them in secret facilities. Now Trudeau is out, and I have his tweets saying, oh, even if you test not positive flying back in with these fraudulent PCR tests, We're going to make you stay at a hotel at your own expense. Even if you do test negative, we'll make you stay at your house your expense. So if you're positive or not positive, you've got to quarantine. I mean, this is serious, basic dictatorship that he says he's such a fan of.
Yeah, well, let me give you some details on what you just mentioned, because it actually just kicked into effect yesterday. Anyone coming from any foreign country, including the United States, had to quarantine for 2 weeks at home in Canada. And you can disagree with it, but that's what it was. Go home, stay home for 2 weeks, even if you tested non-positive. But now you must go to a government-selected hotel, pay $2,000 to stay there for 3 days while your first test results are expected. So you can't go home. You have to stay at these government-selected, they used to be hotels, but now they're COVID detention centers. If you leave them, it is an offense. You stay there. If you come up negative in the test, you're allowed to go home to serve out the rest of your quarantine. If you're positive, you have to stay in these hotels. $2,000 for 3 nights in a hotel. I mean, what is this, the Four Seasons?
So this is inducting the general public into the criminal justice system, but it's a medical system, arbitrary, with no due process, directed by the United Nations, the perfect cover to go after political enemies.
Well, it violates our Constitution, freedom of mobility. If you open the front page of your passport, I have a Canadian passport. I'm sure the American passport is similar. It's basically a promise that you're allowed to come back home to your country. That's hardwired right into our Canadian Constitution, the right of citizens to come back home.
That is one of the most basic rights going back to ancient Roman times.
It exactly is. Also, Canada's Quarantine Act, which I've studied recently, forbids the government from putting anything invasive in your body without your permission. They can't stick a swab up your nose. So I don't even know how a variety of these tests are legal under the Quarantine Act. But I think you made the key point. We're treating healthy people like sick people. We're treating innocent people like guilty people. And Alex, I'm sure you know this because you're very widely read, but the word quarantine comes from the Italian, 40 giorni, 40 days. When ships would come in places like Venice from places that had the plague, the ships would have to stay offshore from the main port for
up to 40
days.
They did have bubonic plague, a black spot on a white flag, exactly.
And they would get a clean bill of health. You would get a bill of health. Is it clean or not? People would board the ship and learn about the passengers, learn where it had been. But they only quarantined the sick, Alex. They did not quarantine the healthy. And that's the fundamental difference between how plagues and pandemics were dealt with in the past and how they're dealt with now. Now we're treating an entire citizenry as if they're guilty. And we're using irrational lockdown laws and mask laws as an entryway for police to criminalize.
Stay there, my friend. We're going to come right back and give you the floor because you're on fire here. And this is so huge. This is so historic. And you're right in the fire. You're right where they're implementing what's coming here next. They admit Canada, Spain, and for all reasons, Australia are the testing grounds. We'll be right back.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Show. We have Ezra Levant of Rebel Media. Check out their site. It's excellent. Their shows. RebelNews.com. It's amongst the best research out there. And it's not just Canada-centric. It's for the whole planet. But I tell you, Canada is a testing ground of globalism. Great people, but very, very sad. What's happened there? So let's finish up here, as it's all interconnected, with this pastor that maximum security, solitary confinement, here in the U.S. in blue cities, they've released rapists, murderers, but they're also putting people that have broken quarantine in places in California or other areas. They're putting them in jail. But when the governors get caught having their own parties, well, that's okay. Or when a governor gets caught sending COVID patients into nursing homes, that's okay. I mean, the level of hypocrisy is just astounding. And then now Trudeau, I'm reading these tweets here. It sounds like something out of a science fiction dystopic book they write 20 years ago about if your results come back negative, you'll be able to quarantine at home. This quarantine is mandatory and will be enforced. If your test results come back positive for COVID, you'll be required to immediately quarantine the designated government facility. And as you said, pay $3,000 for it. This is martial law. This is insane. Well, where is it going now?
Well, the trouble is judges who should have the courage in my mind to say, whoa, our Constitution, I mean, our Canadian Constitution is not as strong as your American Constitution. Yours was forged in liberty.
a rebellion against the crown. Canada is more passive. We never left the crown. We had an evolution, not a revolution. But we still have basic freedoms in our constitution, Alex. So a judge could strike down these as unconstitutional. Our constitution, like yours, does not contain a pandemic exemption. But the thing is, the lockdown itself has become a belief system, a superstition, really. And the masks are the flag of that superstition. They're a sign that you're obedient to it. And no one is more part of the establishment in our society, Alex, than a judge. So if you go to a judge and say, hey, Your Honor, I want you to pull the rug out from this entire apparatus that's being built using the pandemic as an excuse, that judge feels enormous peer pressure from every other person he encounters in society. Judges are at the highest heights. They know politicians. They know fancy lawyers. They probably know public health doctors. So it is extremely hard for even a good judge who loves liberty to buck the peer pressure. I haven't seen it yet in Canada, other than one judge in Quebec that lifted the curfew from homeless people. There actually is a curfew in Quebec that applied to everyone, like we're children, Alex. From 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., they were treating adults like children. If you were out past 8, you got massive fines. And the cops were giving fines to homeless people. They weren't giving them a home. The homeless shelters are either full or they're closed because of COVID. So all these cops were doing is giving people, the lowliest of the low, an extra ticket. That doesn't serve public health.
This is all the way to erase centuries of the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, and to really butcher it all. Where is the pushback? Because some of the most brutal footage I've seen of them going to houses where there's one person more at a party, so they beat people up. I mean, the police in many areas are just very jackbooted, very authoritarian.
Yeah, well, can I show you a video? I sent a clip to Daria about half an hour ago. This is from Edmonton. That's the city where this pastor is in jail. So there was a peaceful protest. This is exactly it. And all of a sudden, they grab that man there who's the brother of a pastor. And he literally wasn't doing anything. And they pushed aside all reporters and they dragged him away. They had this huge SWAT team style bus. And it was the most bizarre thing. I can be quiet if you want to turn up the volume.
Let's play the clip from the beginning. Here's the Rebel Media News piece. Well, twisting his arms around his back with handcuffs. Wow. He's left his top.
Can you tell me what is your name and why are they arresting you?
I haven't done anything. My hands are being broken right now.
Because he's a Christian.
What is your reason for arresting them?
Let him go.
I didn't do anything.
Can you just please explain to me what law he broke?
I'm the minister of the church.
Can anyone explain to me?
Sure, I'm here to keep the peace. I have no idea.
You have no idea what he did.
You take your bombs at all?
Folks, Nazis just followed orders, and this is definitely what we're seeing in Germany. They say the lockdown's never ending. Ezra reminded me of this clip when he was last on. Let's not forget why their prime minister, Monsieur Trudeau, is supporting all this, because he, quote, admires communist China, that, again, has the number one record for most people killed. Here it is.
Of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say we need to go green as fast as we need to start investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about, of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted, that I find quite interesting.
So he's not a Francophile. He doesn't like France. He's not an Anglophile. He doesn't like England. He's not an Amerophile. He doesn't like America. No, he's a Chinaphile, I guess a Xi Jinpingphile. And this is outrageous. And last week, Ezra, we saw Obama's front man, O'Biden, say at the town hall on CNN, I'm sure you saw it, that, invading Hong Kong's okay and putting people in death camps is okay. I mean, I feel like even Alex Jones, you think, would be not shocked. I'm even feeling like I'm in a twilight zone here.
Yeah. Well, just yesterday, Canada's parliament had a motion, so it's not a binding law or anything, but it was a moral statement saying that the way China is treating the Uyghur minority in that western province of Xinjiang, calling that a genocide. Now, that's a tough word, but I think there's some evidence behind it. Trudeau refused to vote one way or the other. In fact, he instructed his entire cabinet to abstain. Well, look, why don't you take a stand? Either you think it's a genocide or you don't. I should remind you, Alex, that Justin Trudeau has said that Canada has committed a genocide against our own Aboriginal people. So Justin Trudeau throws the word genocide around against our own country, but when China treats Tibet, the Uyghurs, Hong Kong, etc., political dissidents, Falun Gong, Christians, like dirt, Trudeau won't offend them.
Just this is real Hitler level. You know, people overuse Hitler. There's footage of hundreds of thousands of people in camps. Reportedly, they kill hundreds a day. They put bags over their heads, take them and shoot them, and or take their organs. I mean, this is like train car level stuff. And it's like Trudeau, as you pointed out, just saw the article. He won't even say no to it.
Not just he won't say no. I want to remind you that about 800 days ago, so we're coming up on, you know, almost 3 years, frankly, China grabbed two Canadian civilians off the street, basically a kidnapping, and has been holding them ever since. Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig. It was a diplomatic tough guy move against Canada. You would think Canada would withdraw our ambassador, would put sanctions on. You know, there's about 100,000 children of Communist Party members who from China who go to Canadian universities. So the Communist elite in China sends its kids to Canada to go to our schools. And some of them are just normal kids, but a lot of them are political, and they bring their Communist Party politics to Canadian universities. They also, in some cases, bring espionage. The crazy thing is, Trudeau supports that espionage. Here's what I mean. Just last week, Trudeau gave $4.8 million to sponsor a research project by Huawei, the tech giant in China, at Canadian universities. So we're literally giving foreign aid from Canada to China to help develop their spy technology. I think you know that Canada was training Chinese soldiers in cold weather warfare. That was a scoop I had in December. Redacted documents that were sent to me that were not fully redacted.
And Trudeau tried to cover that up too, didn't he?
He did. In fact, I was outraged that the military wanted to stop training Chinese troops in Canada. The military said this is not a good idea, and they postponed them. And Trudeau,
yeah, because bigger than just the training is they're infiltrating with spies.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that Justin Trudeau carries on his father Pierre Trudeau's love for communist China. Pierre Trudeau had a soft spot for dictators, whether it was Fidel Castro, the Soviet Union, or communist China. He never met a communist tyrant he didn't love. And Justin Trudeau is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but growing up at the knee of his father, he surely overheard so much pro-communist talk that he sort of has a child's recollection of what his dad would say. So when Justin Trudeau praises communist regimes today, he sounds childish because he's just remembering what his dad said when he himself was a kid. But the feeling is there.
He literally loves Xi Jinping. Wow. We're going to do 30 more minutes. I want to talk about where this goes. If Canada is the model, what are we facing here? Where's the pushback? And we'll also talk about post-Trump, what he thinks of O'Biden, and it really is O'Biden, and so much more. Ezra Levant, you've got to visit their website. It's excellent. RebelNews.com, and it's some of the best reporting out there. We'll be right back with hour number three.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.